This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. India has condemned the attack on the commercial vessel GFS Galaxy off the coast of Oman today. The External Affairs Ministry informed in a statement that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one Indian national is reportedly missing. It said the Indian Embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. India has thanked the Omani authorities for their support. New Delhi has expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It reiterated the call for immediate de-escalation of tensions and the conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. The United States launched fresh airstrikes on Iran this morning. The airstrikes came after Tehran attacked a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze and forcing its crew to abandon the ship. Iran retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it has closed the Strait of Hormuz until further notice and warned of further action if U.S. strikes continue. The mortal remains of the 15 Indian nationals who lost their lives in yesterday's boat capsize near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam are being transported to its Ho Chi Minh City. The Indian Embassy in Vietnam in a social media post today informed that after the completion of necessary formalities there, the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest. Earlier in the day, the embassy said that 15 survivors of the tragic boat accident have been discharged from hospital after receiving medical treatment and are returning to India. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of a series of development projects of the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth 405 crore rupees in Gujarat. On the occasion, the minister also launched a massive tree plantation drive under the Ek Ped Mark Inam campaign, which saw the planting of over 1 crore 25 lakh saplings across his Lok Sabha constituency, Gandhinagar, today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted a long-term environmental roadmap to increase the green cover of the constituency to 20% by the 2029 elections. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that planting trees is extremely important for protecting the environment and ensuring a sustainable future. Addressing the Vriksh Mitra program and Paryavaran Sanrakshan Sankalp event in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several key initiatives to tackle climate change and global warming. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal has emphasized the need for adopting environmental friendly technologies in construction sector. Speaking at the function organized on the 172nd Foundation Day of the Central Public Work Department in New Delhi, the minister stressed that while constructing any building or structure, the durability strength should not be compromised. On the occasion, the Union Minister also virtually laid the foundation stone of National Council for Public Works building at Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh. The government has refuted a fake image circulating on social media claiming that ethanol blended petrol can cause problems in a vehicle's fuel tank. The Press Information Bureau's fact-check unit has termed the claim as false. It said the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that E2 petrol supplied by oil marketing companies conforms to standards prescribed by the Bureau of Indian Standards. The United States, the United Kingdom, and a dozen other Western and Asian countries today reasserted that China's expansive claims in the South China Sea are illegal based on a 2016 arbitration ruling. A joint statement issued by the 40 nations said they reject destabilizing actions in the disputed waters that threaten regional stability. The South China Sea remains a major flashpoint with repeated territorial standoffs involving China and the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. In the historic one-off women's test between hosts England and India, the Lords in London visitors were 250 for 4 in their second innings on day 3 when reports last came in. England were bowled out for 170 runs in their first innings. The semi-final lineup for the FIFA World Cup has emerged with Argentina, England, France and Spain sealing spots in the last four. England defeated Norway 2-1 while Argentina outclassed Switzerland 3-1 in the quarterfinal this morning. In the first semi-final, France will meet Spain at Dallas in US on Tuesday late night at 12:30 a.m. while England will take on Argentina on Wednesday late night at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.